Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance when we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to footwork in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsignable. We're off so mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
He ye, he ye. King Shazir the Terrible. All rise for King Shazir the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
Is the dream. The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death, and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great one.
Aziz the Terrible. All eyes looking to Aziz the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat today, jump over there to the superchat.html where you have access to not one, but three separate chat rooms. Woohoo! So let me kick up my show notes right here. 50 flags. What do they mean to you? Would you gather to do something amazing if you could? So, you know, people, they gather all the time on masses for kings and queens and celebrities, and they do all kinds of, you know, maybe to some people's mind, insignificant things to, you know, just to kind of support. I want to choose my words wisely here today. Because I want to go somewhere, and I want to make an attempt to do something profound. I got a really good friend out there. His name's Charles Two Dog, and he's been trying to do something really profound. He's been trying to do something wonderful for the world, the people, and everything. So I want to start off this show with that phrase, 50 flags, because in my mind, those flags mean a whole lot more than just pieces of cloth. It's about all these people from just here in the United States, with all these people that come together, that unite. Of course, we know that during the history of time, things just, they weren't smooth. They weren't, sometimes they weren't even good. You know, but nonetheless, you have all these separate states that come together under this dream, this American dream, United States of America, whatever you think of. All over this world, there's nations and there's tribes and there's different banners that we fly under. That underneath each one of these banners is a lot of people. You know, a lot of people that gathered together. In my state, the state of Missouri, you know, I couldn't even tell you the population of people that gather under that banner there alone. And to me, it's about a whole lot more than just, you know, a red, white, and blue, or, you know, a symbol or something like that. It's people coming together. And I feel like Charles is trying to, in his special way, to bring people together. You know, great politicians, they get these good speeches going on, and they can rally the troops and get themselves elected. You know, they say that in life you got to choose your own battles, but today I don't want to choose a battle. I want to do something like Charles does. I want to, instead of choosing the battle today, I want to choose a cause. I want to try to rally the people. I want to try to unite the people. And I believe that's what Charles is. He's a uniter. You know, he's got a photo on his Skype that every time somebody comes to visit him from a different nation, he's got, their banner, their flag. And he does that, you know, to respect them, to unite. Beside that flag, he's got other flags. You know, and we can rally the people for celebrities and go, you know, watch their concerts, and we can rally the troops for all kinds of different causes. You know, coming together for a common cause isn't, it's not always so easy to gather the troops. This world, if you look out into this world and you see the things that are out there, and like I said, yeah, you have to choose your battles is what they say in life, but I don't want to choose a battle. I want to choose a cause. And uniting the world, that seems like a pretty decent cause to me. You know what? I'll actually want to create my own flag, my own banner. But I want a big heart on it. I want a big heart, maybe with just one word to add to it. Possibly two. And I want to have that made. I want to put it out in front of my yard. You know, I played here at the beginning of the dream about, you know, what the dream was, that putting positive pebbles in the pond and making our world a better place, one positive pebble at a time. People gather for kings and queens and celebrities, but I choose to gather for the humble man with a great cause. That's what today's show's about. Because there's a lot of things in this world that need fixing. But to me, a dream is a valuable thing. You know, this world isn't just about my dreams. It's not just about what I'd like to see this world. It's about everybody's dreams. It's about my friend Two Dog's dream. And 50 flags, that doesn't even scratch the surface of how many flags there are in this world. But if something today is said that inspires you to help join this cause, I want to assure that one day that at least 50 flags are flying in Two Dog's yard. Or, you know, wherever he chooses to fly them. I want to make this dream for this man come true. Not for any other purpose, but because he's my friend. And because I believe in his cause. I believe that if we can unite the people of this world, and I'm not talking about the governments of the world, governments already had their chance. And they kind of messed things up terribly. But I think that the people, if I could find one person from every one of the 50 states, every single one of the states in the United States, and they would be willing to join that cause. You know, I looked it up on eBay, and you can actually buy a state flag as low as under $10 all the way up to a really fancy one. We don't need super fancy. We just need a flag. A 3x5 flag to add to Charles's collection. And I believe there's a reason behind this. I believe that you're not uniting people out there. Sometimes when you see things, when you see dreams opening up and being fulfilled, it makes it so much more powerful. And if you could visualize what this would look like, 50 flags flying, all under the cause of uniting these people. So there's like, what, 300 and some odd million people in the United States? I'm only looking for 50 of you. And I'm here to say that this dream's going to happen. If I have to represent all 50 states, it's going to happen. One flag at a time if necessary, but it's going to happen. Because Charles is a good man. He's done a lot of wonderful things for a lot of people. He's got a good heart. And if he wants to bring this world together and that's his way to show that he wants to unite the world, then I want to make it so. And if you're in a foreign land and you want to be part of this deal, we turn that 50 flags into 100 flags. We turn it into 1,000 flags. We put as many flags representing as many people from all over the globe if possible. If these words that are going to be spoken today resonate in your heart, help me make a dream come true for not a politician, not a king or a queen, or a celebrity, but for a humble man. That's what this is about. And so I'm starting a campaign here today. I'm going to use my Facebook. I'm going to use my YouTube. I'm going to use my radio show, my website, so whatever necessarily, all my social media networks and even my personal connections around this world. And I'm going to try to do my very best to get people to want to make this dream come true. And I'm going to tell them why. It's not for fame or fortune or glory, but it's for a common cause of the heart. You know, if you're around somebody and you can feel love. It's an energy force that maybe is really hard to explain to some, but to me it's a way that we can glorify our Creator. See, I believe that we were put down here to literally uplift each other, to be humble servants of one another. I believe that we were meant to be good caretakers of the land, and I believe that we were meant to live in peace. So today, I don't choose a battle. As many battles as out there that need to be won to fix this world, this is the first step. This is the first footstep that I'm taking from today. And I'm gonna drive this as far as I can and see if we can make one dream in this world for the humble man. As I look at this picture, I posted the links inside the chat room out there. And I look at all these banners, and you know, I've always seen the one flag from the United States, and I've always known about all the different states. But when you really look at this thing, and you seriously sit down and you look at it, and this is just, you know, each one of these banners representing a lot of people. And could you imagine what that many people could literally do to fix this world if they so choose to do so? First, you got to bring them together. First, you got to show them that it's possible. First, you got to show them that if you really set your mind to making something so, then it will be so. See, I don't believe our Creator created any trash. I don't believe that we were set down here to fail. It makes no sense to put all these wonderful, talented, brilliant souls on this planet to fail. If that was the ultimate purpose for us to fail as humanity, then what's the point? You know, I believe that we were set down here to uplift one another and show the true glory of our creation, of our Creator. That's what I believe. And if somewhere down in your heart you believe that too, and you want to join this cause with me, help me find a flag for each one of these states. Help me find a flag for all the wonderful tribes that are in these states that a lot of people don't even know about. Your cities, your town councils, your towns, whatever. I've seen, there's cities that I lived in that have their own city flag. And if these words that are spoken here on the Knights of the Round Table today, if they inspire you in the least, and you have a city flag, firefighter flag, peace, police officers, whatever, Army, Navy, Marines, if there's something that you believe that it is to unite, not divide, if you believe it's to unite the people of this world, let's start here at home in America. Let's start over there at home in all the other nations. And send your representation to my friend. I want to see this happen. I say 50 flags. But if he can't fit another one in his yard, imagine how glorious that would be. But that many people around the world really seriously want to at least show the world what's possible when it comes to uniting the people. We can unite for politicians. We can unite for presidents. We can unite for kings and queens and celebrities. But I believe, like Charles believes, I want to unite for you, the average Joe, the average Jane, the people, we the people. So there's a whole lot of other issues out there that we can tackle. But you know what? Today's at the top of my list is Charles's dream. And I want to see everyone else out there do the same thing for somebody else. Because I believe it's possible. I honestly believe that you have so much more power than you can possibly imagine if you ever choose to use it. Because like I said, my Creator didn't create no trash, only treasure. My Creator inspired me in my heart to do what I believe is right, to show this world what is possible. Just imagine all these banners together. Just imagine that when people look at this, they are inspired. Their nations are inspired. If one man can inspire me in my heart like that, and I can inspire the next one in their heart like that, and we can send a tsunami of love across this land unlike anything in the history of time. Sometimes people need to see. Sometimes they need to see that they're being represented. We don't need kings and queens and politicians and celebrities to represent we the people, because the best people in this planet to represent we the people is we the people. I feel that with everything I am. I believe that if we ever decide to exercise the true meaning of we the people, if we ever decide that we want to focus on each other as if each of us were the kings and queens, if each of us was the celebrities. Now, I wouldn't do this for a politician. I wouldn't do it for a king or a queen or a celebrity, because I don't feel like any man should ever be lifted up above any other man or woman. I feel that if you're going to believe in the cause and believe that we are all supposed to be equal and fairness and justice should reign supreme, that each one of us should look at each other just like we look at those politicians. And I don't mean in the bad sense. We take our time to go vote for these people to put them up there in power so that they can represent what we want. But my friend Two Dog, I want him representing me. Because he's a trustworthy, humble man. And he's got a good heart. And if there was ever any kind of representation to be had, that's the guy that I want to elevate. There's other people out there as well. But I'll start with this cause, and I'll work my way to the next cause, and I'm going to keep on and keep on and keep on. As long as there's a breath in my body that I can keep doing what it is that I do, I'm going to keep on finding causes. And I'm going to keep on showing people that if you take just a little bit of time, you clean this little corner of the planet up, and then you work on this one over here just a little bit at a time, before this show started, I actually was listening to the Knights of a Round Table, and I heard myself talking about a story where my child and I, my son, we were standing out there, and there was this giant gravel pile. And we had a muddy path up to the house because we just moved in, and they never really put down no sidewalk or anything like that. And I was standing there with my son, and I said, "Son, what do you say we take our time and move that gravel pile and make us a walkway up to the house so we don't have to walk in the mud?" And he looked up at me and he said, "Dad, that's a big pile. That's a lot of gravel." And I said, "Yeah, son, but if we just take a bucket, just a little bucket at a time, and just, you know, have some fun and talk with one another, and we just pick out a little bit of time, just start working on it, then, you know, before we even know it, it'll already be gone." And so we started. My son and I, we started carrying little buckets of time, you know, and of course, you know, Dad could care a little bit more than the son, but that's all right. Hey, he was helping. His little piece counted. And we kept on and kept on, and eventually my wife and my daughter saw us out there, and they seen what we were doing, and they said, well, we'll help you out. And so they came out there, they had their buckets, and we was all just walking around there having a good time and, you know, making us a little path up to the house. And before too long, looked over there at that pile, and then that pile was almost down to nothing. And when my son looked at that, he looked over at me, and before he could say a word, I said, "I told you, son. All we got to do is work together, and just a little bit of time, that thing would disappear. It's not so big now." I want to see this dream come true as a start to what could potentially happen. I want to see 50 flags in my friend Two Dog's yard, at least in his hands, to put wherever he wants to show the world of how to unite. So if you're listening in from whichever state and you believe in what I'm talking about here and you think that this is a worthy cause, and you choose to want to put your flag next to my flag, next to Two Dog's flag, next to Barbara and Patty and Stevens and Raymond's. That symbol right there, we'll share those photos with as many people as possible to show them what is possible. And even if to you it only seems like a tiny, tiny little scratch in the surface of the mess that this world is in, every journey starts with the first step. And if this is the first step towards sending the ripple across the world, and then flags coming from every nation, from every tribe, from every city, to every town, to every little village, and they end up in my friend Two Dog's yard, I will not only be the happiest man in the world, but I will know that my words were taken to heart. A simple little thing sometimes is the biggest miracle that you can imagine. So I'm going to start this journey. I already got him one from Minnesota, and I got him one from Missouri on the way. See, I ordered a Missouri flag, and I got a Minnesota flag. How ironic is that? I don't even live in Minnesota. But nonetheless, now he's going to start off with two of them. And if you live in Minnesota and want to send him one anyway, hey, if he ends up with doubles of every one of them, that's just going to show more love. Who knows, if something happens to one, he's got one to replace it. Well, however it works. But today I don't choose a battle. Today I choose a common cause for a humble man. So with that said, Two Dog, are you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here, my brother. Thank you for the kind words. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you wonderfully.
Let's put it this way. This is a spiritual journey that I'm on, and my nation is on. It is a spiritual battle as well. And that battle is peace, man. And that's that battle is to unite people around the world to say, hey, we don't want this. We want to stand together within itself. That's what this is about. This is also about if you come to set with me and my nation, that your flag from where you're from to represent you and your people and the love that you have to set in my council with us is to honor you as you set with us. And it's a thing of respect. Now, Shaziz, let me say this. Right now, my nation, add to my nation's flag, we have about 60. So right now we got 60, and thank you for the two that are coming. That'll make 62. The thing, I know that's a small number for all the people out here, but I want to show the world that it's not about what these politicians are talking about. It's about unity of all people from all the four directions, you know, the black, white, the yellow, and the red. And we've set with Mexico, we've set with England, we've set with the Eastern Band Cherokee right now, we've set with Wiltshire out of England, we've set with several right now. But the point being is this is a peace movement, and it's a spiritual movement in itself, Shaziz.
Well, brother,
go ahead, please.
My heart's overwhelmed by this. You know, it. Every time I talk to you, it's always an honor. And when I look at your picture, where you have the flags next to each other, and I think about the stories behind that, and what you're actually trying to accomplish. That's what we've been trying to do here on the Knights of the Round Table for quite some time, to unite. This is about uniting the people, you know? And to me, that is probably the most wonderful cause of all. And as I've listened to your words, ever since the day that I met you, I listen to your words, it's never about me. It's always about we and us and our family and the people. You know, and it's always about helping and healing the land and each other, you know, in peace and love. And like I said, I wouldn't do this for a king, I wouldn't do it for a queen, I wouldn't do it for a politician or you know, anyone else other than the humble man. And the cause to me, your dream is... It's so very, very important. You know, I talk about on the air all the time, and I got a little deal that my friend Ken from Hawaii, he's got a wonderful voice, and he reads things, and it sounds so peaceful when his words come out. And I wrote something, and he read it out, and it was about, you know, the dream of basically bringing people together and fixing this world one positive pebble at a time, not just for us, but for our children and our children's children's future. And you know, I also said on here that life is not just about my dreams, it's about our dreams. And as messed up as things seem to be in this world, they say you have to choose your own battles, but today I want to make a stand. I don't want to choose a battle. I want to choose a cause. And today that cause is going to be my friend Charles, Two Dog. I want him to see his dream come true. And, brother, if I have to walk this journey alone, somehow, some way, I'm going to see those 50 flags sitting in your yard. Because I know the meaning behind your heart. I know why you want to do this. And I feel the same way you do. Just like all these other wonderful people. Barbara Three Crow, who's also here on the show today. Patty Walking Turtle and Stephen Gibbons and all the people that show up here to try to reach out to the world with their heart and their wisdom and their research to try to make this world a better place. But it's a stepping stone. And like I said, sometimes people have to see something happen. They have to see it. I can only imagine visualizing standing there as these flags come pouring in and watching them go up one by one, and then finally to be able to see the ultimate vision in your mind that you want to show the world. It's a big dream. It's a worthy dream. It's an honorable dream. I can't tell you how much I'm inspired by you, brother. Honestly.
Well, you know, I want to, in a second, if you don't mind, I would like Freak Crow to speak on this, but let me say it like this. I was elected to my nation without running as far as being the leader right now. Matter of fact, I had no want to. The whole tribe voted for me to do this, and it's not about me. None of this is about me. It's about people. It's about my people. Plus, it's about everybody in this world. We do need, and like, if you're from Missouri, if you come here to set with me, then I consider you a diplomat. I consider you like a diplomat of Missouri, because you live there. But if you come to set with me and talk with me, that Missouri flag will go up with mine to show the respect to you. So, you know, it's never about me. It's about the next generation that is coming as far as the children. And we don't look to just one generation. We look to six generations from ourselves. So it's about taking care and showing that, you know, peace is what all, you know, what we all want. So I would like that, man.
And that's why I believe in the cause, brother. That's why I believe in the cause. That's why I want to make a big deal out of this. That's why I want to shout it out to the world, because I know words are powerful. But I know that sometimes people have to see a miracle in order to believe a miracle. And I think this is going to be a miracle that we're all going to bring together. And it's going to be a start. It's not going to be the only cause we ever tackle. But your dream is just as important as my dream, as important as Barbara's dream, as important as Patty's dream, as important as all the other dreams out there, and even every single one of you people listening out there, your dream is important as well. You know, like I said, I don't believe our Creator created any trash, only treasure. And I believe that we were set down here to uplift one another, to show the true glory of our Creator and all the gifts that we've been given in this lifetime. Yeah, I know the world's messed up, but you know what? It doesn't have to be. You know, I'm probably one of... I guess one of the heretics of my own personal faith because of the words that come out of my mouth sometimes, because I'm not a defeatist. The words that I read in that book that I base my faith off of, a lot of people despise. A lot of people question. It's okay, you know, they're on their own personal spiritual journey. But I took those words quite literally. In my book of faith, it says that if we had the faith of a mustard seed, do you realize how small a mustard seed is? That if we had the faith of a mustard seed, we could move mountains. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that that positive pebble that you throw out there in a pond on a daily basis is sending ripples across the land. And that, you know, that smile that came off your face is as insignificant as it may seem to you at that time whenever you smile upon somebody that you meet in life. You've just changed the world. You literally just changed the world. Because that smile traveled from your face to their face to someone else's face and on down the line. until maybe it ran into a grouchy individual. But even that grouchy individual was affected by it. I'm just kind of thinking that if people decide that they want to smile on each other every single day, just for one day, you imagine what this world would be like. Everybody would think everybody done went mad. Look at that. Everybody smiling. What's everybody smiling about? What's so good to smile about? I'll tell you what's good to smile about. My friend Charles Two Dog has a dream, and I'm seeing it come to pass. I'm seeing it start. I'm seeing the first ripple of that wave crossing the land. And I'm not waiting around for the world. This journey starts with me. It starts with you. It starts for all the flags that he's already got in his yard. I want to see this happen. And I want to show the world. And I want to come back and I want to talk about this story to the world. I want to show the world, you look and see, we talked about this back then. For all those naysayers that always say, all we do is talk about things. No, we don't just talk about things. We put solutions on the table, and when we're able to do so, we jump right out there in the mix, in the battles with everyone else, and we do what we have to do to make things right. That's what we do. That's why we're here. I don't think that anything is for nothing. I believe there's a reason for every thing under the sun, just like every season under the sun, there's a reason. And I believe that your life is so much more important than you give it credit for. I believe that each and every one of you are those missing pieces of the puzzle. I believe that if we decide to come together as a people, you know, and the flag, look, it's just a piece of cloth. But in the symbolism of what this is to stand for when it's finally recognized, when it's finally seen, one man decided he was going to start a journey, a spiritual journey. Just a humble journey and see how far that he could take his words and his actions and how many people that he could actually unite. That to me is a worthy cause. And so I'm going to be sending messages out in every direction that I can possibly send out. I'm going to see how many people that I can rally. And my goal is 50. 50 of them. One from every state. But what I'd really like to see is this catch on to such an extent that when you look out in his yard, you see all nations and all tribes and all villages represented. And that picture alone would speak. You know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. No, this picture is going to be worth 9 billion words. A word from every living soul on this planet. And we can accomplish this for one man. And we can accomplish the next goal for another man. And so on down the line. And we can fix this world. You know, I don't have unlimited resources. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't even had to do this show, but we probably still would have done this show because I would want to share Two Dog's dream with the world because it is a special dream. It's his dream. And I would love to see that everybody's dream in this world be fulfilled. And there's only one people that can do this. There's only one people that can fulfill everyone's dreams, and that's we the people. You look out at your neighbor working hard and trying to beautify his land, and you walk over here and you help them fulfill their dream. That's what this is about. You know, the world isn't about me. It is supposed to have been all along. It's supposed to have been about we. Imagine this planet if everybody decided just to do something small. To me, this is a small effort. It's a small effort. Because I want to do this. you know? Even if there's something in this world that I don't want to do, but it's so important it needs to be done, I still want to do it.
Hey.
How you doing, Barbara?
I'm doing really, really good. I love this direction we're going in, and you know, there's a lot here about this vision, because it was a vision, not just an idea, that Two Dog came up with. You know, he's minding his own business, going along every day. He's a chief, and he was chosen by the clan mothers, and that's the way it should be. Going along his own, minding his own business, doing his work in a good way, good heart, right? And he has a vision. Now, this vision, I know some of us have heard it before, but this is a key piece, because what you're talking about here is a vision blessed upon Two Dog. You know, he's a humble man. But so, it's sort of like, you know, Tukashla, Great Spirit, chose him, because that's how it works. Tukashla, Great Spirit, or Wakantanka, which represents in our Lakota way God, Creator, Great Spirit, does that. Looks around on the earth, finds a humble person, someone who's not arrogant, somebody who's has a good heart, and walking in what we call a sacred manner for the people, right? And so then Tukashla will give that person a vision. And Tukashla needs us. I think that we are the hope of Great Spirit. And so Two Dog can talk about his vision, but I just want a few things to say first, because I think the vision is the key piece here. It's not about, he didn't just have an idea. I'm going to ask for flags from different nations and, you know, see what happens. And no, it's a vision. And it's a very different, vision is a very different thing. It's a gift from Creator where you are called to do something. Sometimes it's difficult what you're called to do. It's not an easy thing, you know. I know that Chief Charles Two Dog carries a sacred pipe. We call it a chanumpa for the people. And he was chosen by the clan mothers to be the chief, which is a great honor. And I know he has high standards that he has to follow and hold, you know, really strong, because the clan mothers have the right and the ability to eliminate him or any chief if they're not following the way, Creator's law. So the great law of peace, this is what we're talking about. And the peacemaker, some say 1,000 years or 2,000 years ago, but it was before Yeshua or Jesus came to earth, and I feel Creator sent many of these messengers, I'm going to call them holy messengers, to earth to give us, the people, over and over again, a chance to get it right. You know, the words are all the same. The great law of peace was brought by Yeshua. The great law of peace was the same words that Buddha, or Khan Kulkan, or the Feathered Serpent, or Viracocha, even the White Buffalo Calf Woman, Peskawin, brought this law of peace, the great law of peace, which means how to live in harmony and balance. You know, it's about respect, respect of everything, of each other, and of everything. So Two Dog, Chief Charles Two Dog was given a vision. This is why what you're talking about is so important. It's not just an idea he came up with one day. And the fact that it's a vision, you know, we see it unfolding because it came from Creator. So this is a very important thing, what you're talking about. And the peacemaker came to Turtle Island maybe 2,000 years ago. Same story with Jesus, you know, we call Yeshua. And again, over centuries and over millennia, there were peacemakers, makers, or those that carry the message of Creator to the people. Because peace is the will of Creator. It is the will of Creator. And I think we've been messing up messing up a lot. So I just want to say what the great law of peace that the peacemaker brought includes freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right of women to participate in government, separation of powers, checks and balances within our governments, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, three branches of government, two houses and a grand council, a woman's council, which is the Iroquois equivalent of our Supreme Court, or the clan mother system, we call it, a women's council. They settled disputes and they created judged legal violations and determined many, many things, the women's council or the clan mother system. And this is what Two Dog and what his people are now living and bringing forth again is the clan mother system. So this is a major piece here. It's a really P-E-A-C-E, major piece. Yeah, so it's not just about the flags.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's a much bigger piece here about the clan mothers, because that's what Chief Charles Two Dog is now living with his people, is bringing that clan mother system back again. The unity, the flags represent the people coming together in the unity, and the peacemaker spoke about the unity of the people, because during those times, when the peacemaker did arrive, there were wars and horrible things that people were doing to each other. And one thing he took one arrow and he broke it in half so easily. And then he took five arrows or a bunch of arrows and he attempted to break them together. And that was a sign, a message to the people that in unity, you cannot be broken. So the flags that are coming are just a small part of the vision given to Chief Charles Two Dog. So that's all I want to say right now.
Patty typed in a message in the Knights of the Round Table, says the Creator calls many. Somebody just scrolled up on me. You try to read a message and then somebody hits a new one in. Says the Creator calls many, few answer, few have the courage to answer. You know, and that's... I believe that. I believe that all the time you're being called, and a lot of people just, they don't seem to hear, you know. And I know Two Dog heard the message. He saw the vision, and I believe in what's, it's so much more, like you said, than the flags. The flags are just cloth. It's what it represents.
Well, the flags are just a symbol. They're just a symbol, yeah. Like the arrows were. Okay, like the great tree, the great tree. You know, there's so many symbols. He gave them the symbol of the wampum belts. He gave them several symbols to show about the great law of peace and what they represented as reminders. So the flags are a reminder they stand like that, a reminder that the people are one unit, in unity, that's when we strive, that's when we thrive. We need to come into unity. So to me, that's the flags represent what the great peacemaker brought, like the arrows, the wampum belt, the great tree of peace. So the flags are in our lifetime. Well, that's because of where we are today. The flags represent people. They represent countries, communities, states, people. So the Creator guided Chief Charles Two Dog, I'm going to say, with this idea, to use the flags now, the flags, because people connect with this flag. This is the flag of my state. This is the flag of my tribe. This is the flag of my people. And when you bring them all together as they are coming into one place on this earth, one point on this earth, in the backyard of Chief Charles Two Dog, to me it represents the same thing, the great law of peace. It's a reminder. The flags just remind us, that's all.
You know, in my faith, I feel like that my Creator basically chooses the least likely, the most humble, to do the job, just the way that you explained it earlier. And that's why, that's why to me this is so profound, because, you know, like I said, we can rally for politicians to get them elected. We can rally for presidents, we can rally for kings and queens and celebrities, but I don't want to rally for those folks. I want to rally for the humble man, the simple man. I want to rally for the people. You know, to see, to actually visually see this, and I can see it in my mind right now. I can actually feel what it feels like to stand in front of that vision and that dream come to pass. And it feels good. It feels right.
And you know, many of us have been given visions and are being used by Creator, you know.
I believe that
and,
as well.
Which is a beautiful thing. And like I said before, I think we are the hope of Creator, you know. We have to get our act together here. We're really all the same. We really all do want peace. We want health for our children and healthy food, and we want our grandchildren and the coming generations to be able to live in harmony in a peaceful world, you know. So we're really all the same, you know, and we know that there are those that have a different idea, and those are the ones that are manipulating things and have been working at this for a long time to really corrupt, you know, what we all want in our hearts, to turn us against each other. And that's what the peacemaker is about, is bringing us together again.
Yep, the good book said, the book that my book of faith said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
That's right.
And that's not a bad thing. That's, to me, that's a really good goal to strive for.
Well, we're all children of God, and that's what you see. This is the whole thing. We were made in Creator's image, supposedly. Well, what is that image? You have to think about that.
Well, I think
what
is
the image?
Is love.
That's right. I mean, that's what I feel. That's what it is. It's love. It's compassion. It's tenderness.
I don't know
it's forgiveness. You know.
I don't know if you could, if you ever heard when I explained. Whether it be a dream, a vision, or whatever that happened to me, I literally got to stand next to God. And it's so hard to explain. There are no human words. You can bring the best writers and poets and together and to stand in the presence of that kind of love, it was so incredibly overwhelming.
We don't have the language, Shaziz. We don't have the language to express what you're describing, because I've also had that same experience. And it's a struggle for us to tell the listeners what that experience is like, because we don't experience that here on Earth. That's when you're in the presence of Creator.
Well, even if you would have wanted to think something bad or do something bad in that kind of presence of that kind of love, you couldn't do it.
It's not, well, it doesn't exist.
No.
It doesn't exist there.
My dream or my vision or whatever it was at the time, it didn't stop there, because I got to see both sides of the coin. Well, in the first portion of my dream, I literally got to stand in the presence of God, you know, and it was so life-changing for me that it sent me on a path that I wanted to do whatever I could to try to get back there again. But on the opposite side of the dream or vision or whatever you want to call it, to me, I'm just going to say it was a vision, because it changed my life. And on the opposite side, I literally got to stand in the true version of hell. And
yeah.
It's not like what you read in the books or seen on TV. It's so much worse that, once again, you couldn't formulate the proper words to say what it felt like. If you could imagine total separation from all that is good, total darkness, you're there. But
well, I've been there too, and I think that we've created a hell here on Earth. I don't think there is a hell where we go to. I think we're creating a hell here on Earth. But we can also create the opposite, because just as you said, there's two sides to this coin.
Yeah, well, the hell that I speak of is, it, like I said, it's not like what you read in the books. It's, if you can only imagine, see, we're social beings. And we need people around us all the time. You know, we need that connection. Imagine a total separation from all that is goodness, all that is God. Just, you're there in your own mind, in your own existence, whatever. Right now, folks, Literally, we are our worst enemy. Just like Barbara just said, we literally created our own hell here on Earth. And I actually believe that if we choose to do so, we can take it in the reverse and literally bring about a heaven on Earth. You know, and that makes me a heretic in some in my faith, because people don't understand where I'm coming from. But what I'm trying to say is, I took the words that were told to me, I took them literally. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains. We're out here trying to move mountains, you know. And so, you know, with that said, I believe in the dream. I believe it's possible. And I don't believe that every terrible thing that's to come down the line is written in stone, that it has to be so, because once again, I don't believe that our Creator made any trash, only treasure. And each and
every... Well, you know, what you're talking about there, those words are the power right there. I believe. You see, you have the belief, without a doubt, like you just said, I believe. And there's where the missing piece is with a lot of people. Well, if you don't believe that there can be peace, it's never going to happen.
Sometimes, you know? Sometimes people are so hard-headed that seeing is believing. And I believe that one day, when Charles's dream comes to pass, his vision comes to pass, and he's actually got all these, and then some, because I think this is going to take off a whole lot bigger than, you know, you can imagine. I think that...
Oh, this is just the first step.
Yeah. But when people see that...
Yeah.
If you can't...
Well, you know how people say, I'll believe it when I see it, but then that leaves them out of the process.
Well, you know, guys... Real quick, if you allow me, you know, what Freak Pro is talking about, I went outside one morning and I did my prayers. I took my chinupa and did my prayers and everything. And after the prayers was over, I came in and got a cup of coffee. This is, you know, as the sun is coming up, I greet the Creator and let, you know, get my prayers out. Now, I'm sitting on my front porch now. Okay, this is where I'm sitting on my front porch. I'm watching the deer eat out in the field. And all of a sudden, there was just the brightest light I've ever seen in my life. And I looked up, and I could see this spirit. And this spirit was smiling. I saw he bend down. And then when he came up, he had beads in his hand, and he handed them toward me. So I immediately, of course, this was just amazing to me. And then, let's explain a little bit further. A little bit after this vision, the very first flag came in because the Maori from New Zealand came and sat with me. So that is the first point. And from what I understand, you cannot get this vision rolling unless you put that first little pebble in the water to make these ripples. So the flags are the same as taking a bundle of arrows and tying them together. They're harder to break. One you can break easily. If you're alone, it can be broken easily. But if you unite with a bundle of arrows, they're harder to break.
It's a
peace thing.
I love that, brother.
But that's the vision that I had. And as soon as I had it, 3 days later, the Maori from New Zealand come and sat with me. That was incredible to even think that they would come this far. And they said, we went to powwow together. And It was immaculate. Matter of fact, I'm shaking as I'm talking. But what I'm talking about is the peace movement that we can actually sit and talk with each other. We're not that different around the world. I've sat with England. The flag that you see, the green stripe when you see here, is from Wiltshire in England. They came from England, from Wiltshire, and sat with me. That's the point I'm saying. We can talk, but you have, in other words, you have to first drop that pebble in the water to make that ripple. That's what I'm understand, my brother.
Well, I understand that concept. I'm preaching that concept. Look, that's just pot one positive pebble at a time, folks. Muddy cracked me up one time because he said that if everybody keeps throwing pebbles in the pond, that we'll have an island. And I said, well, you know, I guess we'll build a house on that island then for somebody.
Yeah. We'll have a tsunami.
Yeah. And so, you know, look, I tell you what, folks, there are some wonderful people in this world that really, really get it. And I believe that everyone sitting at this table get it. I believe that everyone listening in, we get it. You know, but to show those people out there in this world the possibilities, this is a course of action that I choose. I choose a cause today. I don't choose a battle today. I know there's so many battles that need to be, you know, won out there, but this isn't about war. This is about peace. This is about love. This is about showing unity. How that explanation of putting all them arrows together and how strong they are, you know, one by themselves, you could snap an arrow in half, but you put a bundle of them together, it's not going to break. And that to me, that is, boy, we can stop the show right now, because that explains the whole entire concept of what we've been trying to point out all along. You know, it's a
wonderful
thing.
You know, the Constitution, the Constitution is based on the peacemaker's great law of peace. But I don't think they've been following through with it very well.
Well, and I think that as well. I think that at some point in history that the people dropped the ball, you know. It's easy to get
somebody. Well, they got lazy.
Else.
They figured, let's let the ones who are the authorities, they believed in the authority system, the authoritarians, and lots of lies and manipulations, and unfortunately, we're still falling for it today, you know, but there's no talk of peace. You don't hear any talk of peace. Well, they're talking about the peace process in between Israel and Palestine. That's not real. That's not true. They don't want peace. They don't want peace. Otherwise, we'd see changes. We'd see acts of peace. We would see movement toward peace. We would see unity coming together. All we see, you know, is the arms being sent over there, and lots of money, and money grabbing, and oil grabbing. And I want to hear what Sister Patty has to say.
Can you throw her in a call?
Yeah, isn't she on?
Oh, I don't see her in here.
Oh.
So, let me show you exactly also. Before this flag came up, you know, before the flags you see here came, I actually had this up on my Skype as well. My flag was flying with Mexico, okay? And when the Mexican people came that I sat with, all right, the first thing was you could see how hesitant they were a little bit. And from all the talk of Washington, they were quite nervous. So I actually told them, I said, come, eat with us, sit with us, talk with us, because my nation don't build walls. So that got them less uncomfortable. And it was the greatest time I ever had with people, man. They're great people.
I believe there's so many wonderful people out here, and one of them, I believe, just joined us. Hi, Patty. How you doing?
Hey, I don't know if I'm coming through or not.
Yeah, you're coming through. Let's see if I can turn the volume up a little bit here. Try it again.
One of my favorite things to talk about, the fact that I remember way back when T-Dog spoke of his vision to us. It was on my old Bing site. That's how long it's been. And I remember him talking about his vision, and we were listening. I can't remember all of us, and the Catwolf was there. A bunch of people were there. And started talking about this vision of this rainbow of bringing people together. And I think each and every one of us that were listening to him that day came away knowing of that sacred trust that he had with Creator and knowing that it would be fulfilled. It's been a long walk for Two Dog. And you know, a lot of times when we are called, it's usually in times of our life when we are experiencing so much strife, so much confusion. And when we are given these visions, they're not always clear to us. We don't understand completely, oh, this is what I've got to do, this is how I've got to do it. And I remember Two Dog expressing exactly that he just knew that this was what he had to do. And there was no game plan, there was no walkthrough, but he knew that this was what he was going to do. I feel so blessed to be able to have watched him through this. I remember when he first started getting his flags and how excited he was. And I think that everyone, even at that time, knew this is the vision. This is the vision coming together. Now we look at this, what Two Dog has done. We look at the people that he's brought together. It's more than any of us ever thought, because nobody ever actually considered that it would be a global thing. You know, we kind of envisioned the tribes coming together. But this is way beyond that scope. This has nothing to do with a continent. This has nothing to do with a culture. This has everything to do with the unity and the understanding that we're all disconnected with each other, that a vision given to one man in a state in the middle of a continent can affect the whole globe and can bring the whole globe together. One man. One vision.
You know, that's all it takes, right?
In my book of faith, it not only said that if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains, but it said to me that if you believe, Jesus said that all these things that I do, you can do as well if you believe. And you do greater things is those were the words that he spoke. He said, you will do greater things. And to me, this is one of the greater things. Because like you said, you didn't expect it to end up being a global thing. But this is where it's going to go. These greater things that we're talking about, when you actually move a mountain, and whether you want to look at physically moving a mountain or whether you want to look at physically moving a mountain of people towards a goal of peace, every journey starts with the very first footstep. When Two Dog got his vision, he could have walked away, but he didn't. He kept on going, and as long as this story goes back to where it began, to the present day, to now, you know, our things don't always happen on our time. They happen where I believe on our Creator's time, that all things are happening for a purpose, nothing's haphazardly just chance. That there's a purpose for all this. And so, when I say something like, you know, sometimes there's people out there in this world that have to see a miracle to believe a miracle, we're not waiting around for them, but we're gonna do everything we can to make this miracle happen so that they can see what it is. If that's what it takes for the rest of the world to see the possibilities, the potential of what we are capable of doing, then I believe that is how this is all going to come to pass. That's how this is going to be a reality. And I, for one, I'm dedicated. You know, I'm dedicated, and I wish that I probably would have wished I would have felt this way back when this all started, if I would have been in on the show and I'd have heard this and been inspired back then, maybe it would have happened a lot sooner, but maybe it wasn't supposed to happen until it happens. Maybe it was supposed to set off a chain of events that brought more people to the table for the same exact purpose, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
I also would like to say, you know, there's a Christian group called the Appeal to Heaven. I have their flag too. They sit with me. They actually go to our powwow meeting. They actually help with our powwow and help with a lot of things. And what this Christian group did was come and sat with me, and they talked to me. Now, I do want to let you know that we had a ceremony. We did this together. And the Tree of Peace is in our territory. We actually planted the Tree of Peace together. And my war axe is under the Tree of Peace.
How tall is that tree now?
I wanted to let you know that... my God, it's grown quite a bit. I'm very humbly honored to have done that with them because, you know, the Tree of Peace means so much to me. And this whole vision that Patty talked about with me and her and the thing that I'm doing, like I said, this is absolutely not about me. It has nothing to do with Two Dog. I am just the messenger that the Creator gave, you know, wants me to do. And as long as my heart is beating, I'm not going to stop till I get this done.
I understand that, brother. You know.
Well, you know, the Tree of Peace, why the Tree of Peace is so significant is because when the Peacemaker came, he uprooted this great, I think it was a great white pine. And he had all the warriors, all the people, all the men, put their weapons, or their tomahawks, bow, arrow, all the stuff underneath where he uprooted that Tree of Peace. He put them in all the people put their weapons in the hole. Then he replanted that Tree of Peace. And that's what that really represents. All the weapons, all the killing things, the harmful things went into that hole, into the earth, and he replanted that Tree of Peace.
There's something else I'd like to say too. Two dogs had an easy life. It's been in train very, very long. It's lived a life of strife, a life of conflict, a life of really some pretty harsh blows. a walk of wisdom for a very, very, very long time. And it didn't end. It didn't get better in the way that we would, you know, you would think that, oh, we look at Two Dog now and we see what a great man to do this work and to give of his self. And so completely to this vision to make it come to pass. Because like I said, you know, a lot of people are called, but very few have the courage to follow this through. But it didn't end just because Two Dog decided to walk this walk. He also was given a blessed gift in his daughter, which came with some very, very heart-wrenching things, because his daughter was born with difficulties, severe difficulties. But he got to watch his daughter grow into this beautiful flower that radiates love, that radiates the power of love. She is that walking flower of love. She dances to heal the world. That's her purpose. And this is the gift also that came in this strife. So you know, there's a lot of people out there that think, well, you know, I can't do anything because look at my life. It's so screwed up. And look at, you know, all the things I've got to deal with and everything. This life has nothing to do with that sacredness within you and with the gifts that this life, even through strife, gives us. Two Dog is not who he is because life was perfect. Two Dog is who he is because he had to struggle to become who he is.
And this
is something that we all need to understand within ourselves. These visions, when they're given, it's not the Creator saying, I'm going to make your life rosy now. I gave you the vision and you're going to make this happen. Feel good about yourself. It's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
It's coming from a place of struggle, a place of fears of things that you cannot control. Learning on the way that we don't need control. Go ahead, Bob.
No, I was just going to say, you're absolutely right. That's a beautiful thing you just said, and it's so true. And because to get to know Two Dog, you know, we've known his story. He's shared some of his story with us, some of it. You know, and as a child, he really struggled, and I still say that those that are really, excuse me, given these trials and errors, and you know, it's sort of like a test, you know, because like I say, keep saying, Creator needs us and needs to make sure that we have some kind of strong will and love inside our hearts, that no matter what happens to us, we still hold that compassion, we still hold that love and that faith. And I think that, you know, knowing Chief Charles Two Dog's story as a young boy and the troubles and the trials and the difficulties, all that he met in his life, he remained with that good heart, you know. And to me, that's really the most powerful, beautiful thing and a gift, you know. It's not easy when you have the type of upbringing and experiences that we know that you know, that you had, Two Dog, and to be blessed by the vision that was given you. To me, it's all laid out by Creator as you know, that chosen person who's going to struggle, and how do you deal with it? You're going to be hit with terrible things. How are you going to deal with it? Are you going to turn against Creator? Are you going to be angry? Are you going to become violent? Are you going to become a different messenger, you know, that we're always given that choice, I feel, you know. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that little bit there about you, too.
There's a reason why I feel so strong about this particular cause and vision is because of the word humble. You know, when somebody humbles themselves before their Creator and their fellow brothers and sisters out there and becomes a servant to try to bring about peace and love, I don't think there's any greater cause than that. And in my own strange way, I try to do that myself. But I don't give myself the glory of this entire thing. I wouldn't have been able to do this without the inspiration of that dream or vision that I had. You know, I talked about how I was inspired by a turtle, and I shared some pretty personal things with the world to try to give them a little bit of taste of what it is that I felt that day, and how importantly profound it was in my life, how it was a life-changing experience for me. And it gave me the hope, and I wanted everyone else out there to feel that hope as well. And I believe that when this all finally plays out, I honestly believe that it's going to be so incredibly profound for somebody to look at what has occurred here, that they will stand there in awe just to think that all these nations, if they chose to do so, could literally stand under that tree of peace You know, I sit there as you were telling me about that tree, Two Dog. I sat there and watched you plant it in my mind. I watched it, and to hear what you said when I asked you how tall it is today, the amazement, the I could feel your heart as you spoke in joy about how big that tree had become. You planted that seed, you planted that roots or whatever, you put that in the ground for a purpose of peace and for the love of your brothers and sisters. And that to me is why the word humble, I just don't have the words right now. Sometimes I find myself at a loss. I don't have the words to say.
Well, you have to have a strong belief in your heart, like Two Dog does, to do that. Go ahead, Two Dog.
I'd like to say this while I'm on here. I know you hear my voice a little bit breaking just a little bit.
Yeah,
okay,
you sound
so
good.
I'm gonna lay this right, okay? I'm gonna try to lay this right. My life has not been a pack of roses. I admit that, okay? There's been trials and tribulations, okay? As always, for everybody. I don't care who you are in a lot of ways. But I also hold to this because, you know, my life has been nothing but a war since I was born till the, you know, for a while, you know, racial problems or whatever. But I can say it like this, my brother. This is the word of the Lakota Wisdom Keepers, which when I was younger, you never seen a tear come from me. Okay, because I was always that warrior that stood up too much. Okay, so okay, I understand that. But the Lakota Wisdom Keepers once said, when a man learns to cry, he understands compassion and understanding. And lately, there's been a lot of tears coming from me, but the tears are healing. That's a healing thing. But the thing of understanding is we're all related, and I don't want no war. I want peace in my nation. I want peace with the world. I want peace with everybody. So I'm wanting to reach out and put my arms around you and say, look, I love you whether I know you or not, because you are my relation. But the Lakota Wisdom Keepers once said that if a man learns how to cry, he understands compassion and understanding. And that's what's happening now.
Brother, you just explained my heart. I feel, man. I'll tell you what, folks, there's something big happening. There is something big happening. And I'm hoping that each and every one of you is part of this big thing that's happening, because you just explained something to me because I'd said some words on this show before, because I've been brought to tears on this show. Because I feel so passionate about this thing that's happening. And then I want other people to feel the same way that I feel, and the same way that Two Dog feels, and Patty and Barbara. I want them to feel that. Because these tears, they're not tears of sadness. They're tears of joy. They're tears, they are unexplainable. They're healing us. When you said those words, Two Dog, brother, I tell you what, I saw the light again. You know, that's what this world needs. It needs to heal. People need to cry. And I was always taught as I was growing up that you weren't manly if you cried. Men don't cry. Men just suck it up. But I tell you what, if you can look out there in the world and you can see suffering of any kind whatsoever, and your heart doesn't make your eyes water, then you're on the wrong path. because those are your family out there. Those are your brothers and sisters, and that's what we've been trying to point out here all along, and the strength of the unity that we could actually bring about real change in this world, not the change promised by politicians or kings or queens or celebrities or anything like that, but the dreams of the humble man and the humble woman who finally seen the light, to finally get it, to finally understand her. Whatever words you've got to use in order to explain that they actually see it. They actually see it. They feel it. They know it to be truth. And the truth is, there's nothing, I mean, nothing that can't be accomplished if you try, if you believe it so much. I'm going to walk this journey with my brother. And I'm going to make sure that those flags end up in his yard if I have to do it myself. Because that, to me, the unity that is going to come about, the vision, when everyone else gets to see that miracle unfold before their very eyes, and those flags blowing in the glorious wind that was given to us by our Creator to breathe.
Well, I have to say, Chazes, that you're right. There's something happening. Something miraculous is happening. We have things going on, prophecies unfolding, and one of the prophecies we saw unfolding is the rainbow people, all the rainbow warriors coming together, and that happened at Standing Rock. And the Sacred Fires, the Seven Fires Council, was lit after 200 years. We saw the beginning of that prophecy, you know, and it's not going to go away. It's just not going to go away. The people all over the world came together, you know, in unity to pray and stand for the water, the Miniwichoni. Water is life. And the women led the way. The young girls started that. The young girls, the young women came together. And then the grandmothers came together. And then the men followed. And there was your unity. And people came from all over the world to Standing Rock. And people, if they didn't make it over there, they were on Facebook with it. And they were sending help and love and prayers. This is the something that's happening. And the flags and the vision of Two Dog and other people's visions and everything, that's all playing out in our time. So yes, something miraculous is happening, and I believe the Great Spirit's love for the children of the earth. Again, we're given another chance, and we're standing up, and we're coming together about it, and we're getting the message. We're being brought to the sacred circle, you know, mending the sacred hoop. That's what I think. And the tree of life is growing strong, as Two Dog described, you know, that tree there, that tree of peace.
Well, I also think that the flags are a physical representation.
Uh-huh.
Of what is transpiring within the hearts and minds and the spirit of the people. The flags came together, but it was the hearts that brought them. It was the desire.
It was the awakening.
Yes.
And right?
The flags, I mean, they're just a physical manifestation that we can see. Look, it is happening. The same thing with Standing Rock, when the people came together from the global community. It was the physical manifestation of the spirit moving within the people. It was the connection being solidified, and the beauty of what we saw, like you were talking about, Barbara, the young women. I can't tell you what it did to my heart. And I saw these young women standing up and standing together. This was it just took me to a place of I, you know, being on your knees and being thankful to be a part of this beauty that is what we truly are, seeing the reality of who we truly are. And the same thing, when Two Dog talks to me and he says, oh, I got another flag today from so-and-so, what is in my mind is there's more hearts, there's more spirits sharing the same connection. The connection is growing, and people, different cultures, different languages, different governments, that they're having to live under different forms of faith. All of these different things are passed away. They have no bearing on what these flags actually represent. It's not about the country. It's about the spirit and the heart of these people, that it surpasses any of these things. The flag has no meaning without the heart and the spirit behind it. The flag is just a representation that we can view, that we can see, that tells us in this physical world, like the young women standing up and the elders standing with them, and then everybody in the global community standing with them. It shows us how deeply connected and truly how related we truly are, you know?
That's why I'm putting the call out to all the people of this world. Starting from the first 50 states, this is going to make this so much more profound. When at least one representative from every single state, every single nation, every single tribe, every single city, every single village, town, when you come together, I just saw what amazing view that would have been to see all of those banners that represent all the representatives that got involved in this deal. To see all them banners flying in the wind around that tree of peace, that to me would be, it'd be beyond words.
I have a question to ask Two Dog.
Yes.
So, did some of those, excuse me, did some of those flags just appear on your doorstep, you know, without your asking particular communities or particular nations?
Actually, the Maori did without asking, number one. I was told in this vision that if this vision that was given to me was to go and tell the people about this, this is what this is about, is to go and tell the people, go to the people. So I'm going to the people, but here's the point. The point is, Aotearoa, as far as New Zealand is concerned, right after the vision, the Maori came to my home, to my tribal office here, also to my home. And before I knew it, she walked up and she said, "This is for us," and gave that to me.
Uh-huh.
And that was just acknowledgement, if you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying. That's, I wanted you to tell that story because I know, I remember when you said that, it was like kind of struck us all in awe of, wow, this is really amazing, because, yeah, some people just came to your doorstep and you wound up getting flags from different places too. That, how did they know this? Well, that's how spirit works, right?
Well,
yeah, and if you allow me, Shaziz, real quick, I wanted to say a few words here. One of the things I want to say, Shaziz, is thank you very much for, you know, since we've met, we've become brothers, and I love you with all my heart. I really, really do. I understand exactly what you're after. And I'm here for you. Now, Three Crow, I would like to say, you know, Pila Maye, Mi Onchi, thank you very much, my grandmother. You know, we've met now, and we've had pretty much the same understanding of the clan mother system, which I now have back in my nation.
Right.
But one of the things I want to say, why I got Patty on, Patty, it's been a hard journey, and it's been a long time that you and I have rode together, sweetheart. And from the day we met, we connected, and you have gave me nothing but love and honor and respect as I give it back to you. I love you very much, sweetheart. Thank you for everything you've done.
I love you, Bernie. I love you.
You know, in my faith, there's this thing about the Valley of Blessings. And the Valley of Blessings, it's not a good place. It's as crazy as it sounds, it's not a good place. The Valley of Blessings is that time in your life when you're going through so many trials and tribulations and all the terrible things that happen to you. And you think at that particular point in time that there's, you've been forsaken. And in reality, those things that occurred in your life at those particular times in your life got you prepared for this time. Time right here, right now.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to say that, the way spirit works is beyond our comprehension, you know, but I see all of this as spirit work at work, and I know I've talked about this a lot, about the way I found my way here to you people. Was all spirit's guidance, all the things that happened, all the trials and errors and the really heavy duty stuff to get me here to this point, and the visions given to me about the return of the clan mother system and the return of the people coming to the mend the sacred hoop. That's what we're doing. So I know spirit works in strange ways, and when we have things that come really hard, you know, I'm grateful for all those things. I can say that now. When you're in it, it's kind of hard, you know, but I know that everything that happens to us is meant to happen, because to where we're going to wind up in this very moment, here we are all talking together and sharing our truths and our experiences for the people, you know, because I know we all have love in our hearts, really strong love for all the children of the earth and for the mother especially, and this beautiful, you know, gift given to us. So I know that spirit works in miraculous ways, and I've had many miracles in my life, and one of them is that I found my way to you guys, and it's a long story, so I'm not going to talk about it, but you know, some of you have heard it, you know.
This whole round table.
We all have
miracle.
That same story.
What?
That I think we all have that same story, how we found each other, you know.
This whole round table is a miracle. You know, it's a miracle. That if you really go back and look on the Knights of the Round Table podcast page, that doesn't even scratch the surface. All them podcasts, all the shows that we put together, it wasn't just on this radio network, it was on TCT Radio and so many other networks out there that we all came together over all these years that we've been inspired to get out there and try to speak to the world words of wisdom and messages of hope and love. This, you know, I say that there's something big happening, but it's been happening. It happened the day that Barbara was born, the day that Two Dog was born, the day that
right.
Patty was born.
And today, the people that are listening.
Yeah.
Same. We include everybody in this.
Yeah. That's it, folks. It's about all of you. You know, I keep talking about this one particular picture that's on the Knights of the Round Table podcast page. I'll try to copy and post the link again. But there's this picture when the very first time I ever saw this picture, it just blew my doors off. Because it resonates a message that we've been trying to get out all along. Because, you know, somewhere in this world, somebody's feeling like they're not significant to the world, that they're not a big deal, that, you know, they don't want to be alive or for whatever purpose, you know. And this picture, when I very first saw it, it just blew my doors off. And literally, it's a bunch of people standing around in a circle. And it says, this picture says it all. And it's got one person standing outside the circle, and it says, you are the missing piece. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Don't jump off that bridge. Don't hurt yourself. Don't take yourself away. Don't take the gift that is you away from your brothers and sisters in this world. Because if we all stand together, united the way that we're talking about, we can take care of each other. We can heal each other. We can house each other. We can feed the hungry and heal the sick. You know, in my book of faith, Jesus said that you could do miracles. He said that you could heal one another. You know, and I believe that. Look at the gifts that have been given us. There's so many natural medicines that this earth has provided for you. It has provided your every single need. It's all there. And as far as the water, this world is covered with water. You're not going to run out of water. You might have to clean it up because we made a mess out of it. But nonetheless, it's still a life-giving force that is so incredibly abundant, like the earth that you stand on and the air that you breathe. And the trees and the plants and the animals and all of nature, everything that nature has provided has been for you by our Creator, in my humble opinion, my belief. And I think that if we could ever get that one missing piece of the puzzle back into the circle where they belong, and we don't lose anybody else to war and craziness, that we can finally find out what it is that our maximum potential, our true purpose in this world, to find that higher stage of enlightenment, whatever you want to call it. I think that if we bring these people together and they finally see through our eyes what we've seen already and other people in this world have seen, the people out there who are trying to do everything possible to mend this world, to heal our earth, to heal one another, and shed those tears of joy whenever they do realize a miracle come true. That's why this cause is important to me. And I understand why it's important to Tudor. He had a vision and he stood fast in his beliefs and he moved forward with that vision for all the time that it took him to get as far as he is today, and through all the trials and tribulations and everything, he still stood fast with love in his heart. And that's what our Creator created. Our Creator created a treasure, and his name's Tudog. He created a treasure. Her name is Barbara and Patty. All these wonderful souls that have gathered here to speak words of wisdom, peace, hope, and love. I'm watching a miracle unfold before my very eyes, and I'm asking the listeners out there and the people on my social media network to get involved. Help me start this process and finish this process and watch this miracle unfold before our eyes to see all them flags flying around the tree of peace, because that's what we need. That's what we need in this world. We need peace. And we need a symbol, something we can visually look at to show, look, this, we came together and we made it happen. And that's how miracles occur. Also on the podcast page on there, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, this little picture of this little baby, it warms my heart, and it tears it apart at the same exact time. I got real mixed emotions, because if there's one child in this world like this, there's other children in this world, but there was one lady who literally, she talked the talk and she walked the walk, and she actually got involved and she uplifted this child that was in such terrible condition. And right next to that, in that same picture, you see the results of her miracle that she enacted. She didn't give up when she saw that baby looking like that. While you see everybody in the background walking by this child, she was standing there giving this child some life-giving water. A year later, you see this little beautiful baby boy, and he's in a just the cutest little jumpsuit with a red and white checkered shirt and backpack on, and she's giving him more water. She followed that process through. She made that miracle happen. And she did it for the right cause. And that's why I believe that this cause and every other cause out there that has to do with anything, with uplifting your brothers and sisters and making this world a better place, is the cause that we're willing to back here at ShazizRadio.com. I want you to share this message.
I'd just like to say that, you know, the vision that we talk about, and there are many visions, but these visions can never be realized unless one is willing to walk in that sacred manner toward, and like I said, Two Dog didn't know what this vision actually meant when he was given it. But he walked in his faith of his creator and of this vision. He didn't make it happen. He didn't do anything specific to make this happen. What he did was he was given the opportunities to further himself within this walk toward this vision. And this vision included not just Two Dog, but each and every one that joined him along this walk. And the same, talking again about Standing Rock. The people given the visions carried the visions within them without knowing the full picture. We never are given that full picture. They walk in the face of their vision, and others followed within that same vision, not knowing that they were following. When we first heard Two Dog speak of his vision, we all felt it in our heart immediately. We knew the sacredness of this vision. We understood the truth that was in it. None of us were prepared. None of us stood up and said, "Oh yeah, I'm joining you on that vision, Two Dog. I'm right there with you." But we followed into that vision, and we carried it because we felt it within our heart. We felt the conviction of the truth of this vision. And that's what it is. It's not... Two Dog was the catalyst. He was the one to carry it. But we all came within that same circle by the connection that we shared with him and with this vision. We didn't receive the vision. We were part of that vision. We're all a part of the visions that people are given.
I believe that as well.
It's a very difficult thing to be given a vision in the first place, because it comes with such heavy responsibility to ourselves. If we believe in these visions, then we know that we have a great, great, great responsibility. It's not something we take lightly. It's something that makes us feel humbled. And I'm sure that Two Dog had moments when he said, "How am I going to do this? I'm just me. Look what I've been through in my life. How am I supposed to bring the world together?" And it's the faith that we have in that vision and the connection that it draws from our faith. We're all a part of his vision.
I can say it like this real quick, Shaziz, and I'll let you have it back. What Patty just said, the first thing I thought to myself was, "Grandfather," I'm even talking to the Creator, you know. And I said, "Grandfather, every time I take a shower, I see scars on me that has been nothing, you know. I've got scars all over me. I've been a warrior. I've been a fighter all my life. How am I supposed to do this?" I mean, to me, every scar I've got is like a medal. You know what I mean? But the Creator showed me how this is to be done. And my grandfather's grandfather, actually told me one time, is that if you talk, if this is your talk, then you should walk the talk that you talk. In other words, you should walk it as well. Not one day, but 24/7, even in your sleep. If you believe this, And then you believe in the ways of the people, and you believe this, then you do it 24/7, not just one day a week or whatever. You constantly keep that one-on-one relationship with Wakan Tonka, or whatever you call the creator, okay? So in my upbringing, everything that happened to me was for a purpose, a reason. So I have now taken this step to let the world understand that we are all related. We need to work together. I don't know anyone from Latvia, but they sent me a flag, man.
But to me, that's a good sign.
You know, it's a great sign.
I love that.
Folks,
that's a miracle. There's a miracle.
I love this conversation, and we've definitely got to get back to it. But I just received a message from my friend Steve in the Philippines. He's over there been trying to do a lot for the community over there, trying to teach everybody how to garden and do things like that, and trying to help that community out. Well, apparently in his area they were just hit with a typhoon, and for the last 3 days he's been having to drive around in 2 or 3 feet of water, and he said he lost his farm. If anybody out there can send him some love from your heart, or help that those people out, that's what we do. That's what it happens all the time. I know that the hearts of the world will open up, and I know that this will bring about yet even another miracle. This thing that we talked about here today, I'm not going to let it go. I'm dedicated. I'm dedicated to the cause. But as every time we start to tackle a project, it seems like something overwhelming, like a typhoon in the Philippines, causes yet even more havoc. But I think these are the times where we're going to be tested to its maximum. If you can imagine times getting hard, I believe that before it's all said and done, before we actually get to visualize the peace that we all seek, I believe we're going to be tested. Over and over and over again, I believe that we're going to be tested. I believe we've been tested all our lives. But I think that there's a lot of people who are finally waking up to that. And I believe that there are so many miracles unfolding before our very eyes. And if you have the wisdom and the sight to see and the ears to hear it, you're going to be a part of the right side. You're going to be a part of that miracle. The lady I talked about in that picture, she uplifted that baby. That was just one story out of all the stories that are on this planet, this earth, this wonderful gift that we've been given. How it ever come to pass that child got in the state of affairs that he was in, humanity dropped the ball. Humanity let down one of their own. Those good folks out there that rush to every tragedy, every situation, and give from their hearts constantly, those are the people that I feel have been called. And I believe that you yourself have actually been called. You just gotta have those ears to hear. You gotta have those eyes to see those miracles unfolding before your very eyes, because brothers and sisters, there are a lot of miracles happening. There is something much bigger than all of us combined that is going on. There's a spiritual battle out there trying to divide us and tear us apart. There are wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence and all the craziness. But I think, and I honestly, truly believe, because I've said this I don't know how many times, if you light one candle in the darkest cave, that darkness can't win as long as that candle's lit. I'm asking you to shine your light. I'm asking you to reach out there and help somebody up. I'm saddened to hear my buddy Steve lost his farm. That's a sad thing because he's got a good heart, and I know his works. He's done so many things. We've done radio shows time and time again. And we always talk about helping the people. We always talk about uplifting the people, empowering the people, to giving them hope, to giving them information necessary to fix the problems of this world. And look, no matter how many problems come our way, I honestly believe that we can fix it all. We can protect one another. We can take care of one another, and we can be what we were meant to be. That miracle that was born on the day that you were born, the day that I was born, the day that we were all created, when this all came together, one big picture, it had kind of been shattered into million pieces, billion pieces, 9 billion pieces. And standing outside that circle is the missing piece of the puzzle. It's time for you to step in with your brothers and sisters. Help somebody. Anybody.
Okay, I'd like to read what's been put into the Knights of the Roundtable chat.
Yeah, go ahead.
And to Steve, you know, I've been watching that typhoon. I was watching, and I was sending prayers up because I know that Steve is doing a great work there. And, you know, we don't know the reason behind it, but we do know that Steve is not done. I truly do believe that Steve will come back from this. He's doing a great work. It's not going to end. But anyway, I wanna just add this. This is the chat that is going on in the Knights of the Roundtable. Barry Prince, he wrote, "Peace will never come till the heart is changed. Evil now is running wild. The heart of man is corrupted. A bright light is needed." Gregory Scott Busby, who's also in the chat with us, who's not on the panel, and says, put in here, "Which is why they push to divide us. Within each of us is a spark. So when you get a lot of us together with a good and real purpose, our combined light shines like a diamond. Which is why I say, do not try and know the truth. That is impossible. Instead, only try to realize the reality. There is no truth. Then you will see that it is not the truth that matters. It is only the consequence that matters." I say this a lot, that there's consequences to every choice we make. And I think this speaks to that. But he goes on to say, whilst everyone argues over the truth, the consequences keep happening without pause or signs of slowing. That's true, and we see this playing out before us. If you go to the social media sites, all the different websites, YouTube, wherever people congregate to give their opinions, they speak in these terms of absolutes. You got to do it this way. You got to do it that way. It's got to be this way. This is what is really happening. This is what really needs to happen. And there's confusion built upon confusion, because there are 8 billion people on this planet, each one has their own perception of what reality is to them. And reality is only a perception. So if we argue over the truths of reality, then we're only arguing over the opinions of what we believe exists, which does not. What exists is beyond that. The only thing that binds us together outside of our perceptions is the place of our being, is the connection within our being that we share with each other. And the truth of that is evident. So we don't need to create truths to define who we are. We already know that truth. That truth is inherent in every living thing. We cannot look at nature and not see the hand that created it was also the hand that created us. We need to put away these things that cause division, because these are the tools that are given by our perceptions. And our perceptions are only governed by the sense of what we see and what we hear and what we taste. But the truth of who we are is way beyond that. So I thank you, Gregory, for putting in that. I hope that I explained that.
Well, folks, we've been joined by my friend Steve. Hey, brother, sorry you had that going on over there. I'm glad to hear that everyone's okay. How are you doing?
Okay. I've been driving through 3 feet of water for 2 days.
Man.
Guys, we got hit by a typhoon.
That's terrible.
The farm that I was working with, pretty much everything was destroyed. 6 months' work just washed away.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So sorry to hear that.
Oh, no. I mean, it's... You pick yourself up, you rebuild.
Absolutely, you will, but it's still sorry to hear it.
Well, I tell you what, Steve, you got the love of all these people and everyone out there listening.
We'll keep you in our prayers. Everybody okay there, though? Any serious things as far as deaths and loss of life?
Three people were killed. They went out on a fishing boat. They were told not to go, but they went anyway. So it's kind of an ecumenical manner. Excuse me, I just swallowed some water the wrong way. There was 8 landslides that blocked off an entire town. Yeah. There's no food coming in, coming out. We went up to a convent today that we're working with that's about 26 miles away. It takes us an hour and a half to get there. Let that sink in for a minute. 26 miles, 1.5 hours driving.
Wow.
And they were only scraping the mud off the road this morning. Yesterday we couldn't get there. As soon as the sun came up, we had the car started up, we had 10 bottles of water, we had 50 kilos of rice, loads of vegetables, soap, you know, dishwashing soap, clove washing soap, I mean, you name it. I mean, we're okay. There's people around the area that are not. They have to be evacuated from the houses. About, I think, 650 families.
Well, if anybody out there has any links to ways that we can get some help and services to these people, please post them in the chats and in the Skype. And I'll repost them and everybody else do the same. Yeah.
Let me make this very clear. I'm not looking for donations.
I understand that, but if there's a way that we can at least send somebody some hope or something, you know.
Do you know what's really sad? A bunch of guys came over from Texas last year, and they built 2 food dehydration units. They were 7 foot long and 5 foot high. Now they're 3 inches high.
Wow.
Load of banana plants came tumbling down the hill, and now they're 3 inches high. And these were good people that came out of their way to travel halfway around the world to give people choices.
Well, this show we've been talking about all day long was about uniting people, and this is the time we all unite. We always unite. I always say this. Because I've been through a lot of family tragedies, and you know, it seems like it usually takes a tragedy to bring everybody together, which is a sad thing, because we should be united during the times of peace, just like we were during the times of all different. I know there's so many wonderful hearts out there doing so many wonderful things, and we're constantly up against something. There's always some sort of challenge. But I kind of think that if we didn't have to go through challenges, we'd probably get bored here on Earth. We'd try to help people out, you know. You know, it's sad what people have to go through in order to finally realize what life is all about. Those people over there that are suffering, they need some help. And it doesn't lessen today's show any less. It just strengthens it even more. That Two Dogs Tree of Peace that we talked about, you know, I want a picture of it. If you can make it happen, please give me a picture of that tree. I want to write something profound from the heart. I want to share it with the world. I want to share these stories with the world. And Steve, I'm trying to do what I can to see if I can get a passport to come hang out with you for a bit. I've never got a passport to go anywhere. But if I can help out and if I can get there, I really want to be there with you, because I believe in what you're doing. You know, I know your heart. I mentioned it earlier here on the show when I told everybody what you said about the typhoon and everything. I know you're a good man. I know your heart and I know your purpose. While you're out there doing, you're always helping other people, and that to me is inspirational. It's a good thing. And
she says, let me just say one thing.
Yeah.
I've been here for over a year now, and I've lived in Asia for 3.5 years. Before you put money into these charity organizations, just realize I've sat there in a conference center where people are making decisions. They've invited me. Come and join our conference. They sit there. They spend more money on their accommodation, their rental cars, their police escorts, to drive them around a place where they're under no threat at all. I've been living here for a year and a half, and I've been driving every day. But these people need a police escort to try and push people off the road. Mm-hmm. And they sit there in a conference center making speeches about people, what people want, but they never actually visit the places and ask them.
Well, brother, that's how we make those connections. You show me where we can help the individual. That's how we make these connections. We don't need the system to help one another. We've been there. The people that are always at every single tragedy first isn't the government. It isn't the representatives of the world. It is the peoples, their neighbors, their friends, their the people from around the world. It's the average Joe, the average Jane that's doing the works. You know?
And you know what? The average Joe and the average Jane is driving the truck that picks people up from houses that are flooded with 3 feet of water and takes them out to an evacuation center. Because there's been a sea change in politics in the Philippines. Now you've got a president that actually cares. Now, I can't say that he's a great guy or he's a bad guy, but what I see is rows and rows of trucks coming past me every day with people in it that are being evacuated from flooded areas.
That's the key. Get them the safety, get them fed, get them sheltered. That's what we the people do. Looks like we got Barry in here. How you doing, brother?
Good. Good morning. Welcome. I was just listening to what Steve was saying about the typhoon down there, and I was kind of looking at it yesterday, but he's not alone, my friend. We're seeing other anomalies around this planet. Like, if somebody is to really sit back and put into context and Google it, put the list in front of your face of events that have happened around the planet in 2017, It is absolutely mind-boggling, but most people don't put that into context. We're seeing the same events unfold all over the planet, and they're amping up. So if it's going to take this to bring people together, she says, I can see a lot of people coming together here in the very near future, because I honestly believe what we're seeing with these weather events, with earthquake events, they all seem to be amping up. And that's not fear-mongering, that's actual looking at the facts, looking at the numbers, studying the events over the last 2 or 3 years as opposed to the last 20 years. I spent a lot of time doing this because I find this really correlates with what I believe in biblical prophecy about this particular time in history. And my heart goes out to you people in the Philippines there, Steve. I mean, we're seeing this kind of strife all over the planet. Just look what happened in Jamaica. Look what's gone on with some of the earthquake events just in the last week, and how the earth is just in a state of absolute turmoil right now. And I see it happening now. So let's just make sure that our hearts are in the right place, because really, to me, nothing is more important in my life right now than my connection with Yeshua and Jesus. If I didn't have my prayers in the morning, I think I would absolutely go insane seeing what I see going on in this planet right now. My heart goes out to millions of people that are suffering. It's so unnecessary. We have all the answers. But until we see a real change of heart in the human being, we're going to continue to go down this path. And it's absolute insanity. It isn't necessary.
Well,
but we really have to have a change of heart in society. I think that is the most universal binding agent of anything we could possibly do today.
Well, I share that truth with you, brother. I honestly believe that this world is literally being tested. I believe this world is literally being shook up, you know, and these are the times when everybody needs to finally, you know, seek some spiritual guidance and to seek one another and help one another through all these things that are going on. You know, I'm telling you, I am never, ever, ever going to fall under the deal of believing that we are helpless because of the words that Jesus spoke. I believe that those words were literal. I believe them to be the truth. And I believe that we have the power to do what is necessary to get each other on the safe ground, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So, to me, all this stuff that's going on, as terrible as it is in my heart to see anyone out there suffering, our job isn't done until we're done. We got so many things going on in this world that need to be resolved. And this today's show, I started off and we called this show 50 Flags. That's what it'll be named on the podcast. But I'm still. All the way to the apocalypse, I'm gonna follow that deal, and I'm gonna make it so, because if there's any hope whatsoever, all it has to start with that first footstep of my personal spiritual journey that I'm on, to ensure that somebody else's vision comes to pass, that somebody else's truth is shared, somebody else's dreams come true. I'm gonna make this happen. It may be all the way into the very last day, so be it. But I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna do everything on my journey through this entire process. When I see somebody else in need, I'm gonna do what I can, anything that I can, even if it's only sharing some words of wisdom or some knowledge that I've acquired in my life. I want to humble myself as a servant, because I believe that that is what my Creator put me here for. I believe that that is my purpose to be here. So I want to be a servant. I'm honored, I'm humbled to be a servant to my fellow brothers and sisters. And when there's a need in this world, you know, I got to do something, anything. I'm going to share all this information on the social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, ShazizRadio.com, and hopefully other people who are inspired by these words of today's shows and the events that are going on all over. I know the good people of the world will come to the rescue. I know they will. I know Calvary is on the way. And, you know, when it comes down to the glory of our Creator showing back up out here, you know, that's going to be a wonderful day. But in the meantime, he kind of left us down here to our own free will and charges. And I'm thinking that someday, you know, if we can all take everything that we've been gifted, such a glorious gift, such a wonderful gift. All this thing
it is,
you know, if we take and
what we're doing here right now, Shaziz, is the most important thing.
I believe that too, brother. You know,
well, yeah, we're here because, you know, people in this room right now, we're all here because our hearts are full of love. And we wouldn't be here if our hearts weren't true. And what we're doing right now is, you know, we're sharing thoughts. I'm sure our thoughts are resonating with people that are listening. It's so good to get various opinions and various thoughts in a room like this with people that are all driven by the same thoughts and the same wills in their life to change this planet, to help people see what's going on and make them aware and prepare in their hearts. They're good. But it's great. I love being in here. I listened to the first half of the show and great conversation, guys. I'll bow up for a second.
Well, this thing that's happening, I believe it's much bigger than all of humanity. I honestly think that there's something really big going on right now, and it started the day we were all born, as far as I'm concerned. And when I say all of us, I mean everyone out there. If you're in earshot and you're hearing these words right now, we're talking about you as well, because you have the same creator. You know, you live on the same wonderful earth that we live on. We have such great abundance. But at some point in time, humanity dropped the ball. There were a time when people, instead of doing things for themselves, decided that it would be better to have somebody else represent them and essentially do the work for them, you know. But if we would have ever realized how fortunate and how truly blessed that we were to be given not just this life, but the wonderful world that's around us, there shouldn't have been anybody in this world that would have needs. And I, you know, as crazy as I sound, and I know sometimes I get to sounding really crazy, but I honestly believe that the reason why we were put here was to learn something so much higher than what we even comprehend at this point in time. And to be able to see how far that we could literally excel and bring this world together. I don't believe that we were sent here to fail. Yeah.
I mean, we've had a pretty bad time here the last couple of days. But my heart goes out to people that were in Hurricane Harvey. And I'll tell you why. I spent a lot of time in Dallas working for an American IT company. Now, Houston, Louisiana, Belize, Honduras, and a lot of other places got seriously hammered. And you know what? They picked themselves up.
Yep.
They went to their neighbors. They looked after each other. And they made me proud of humanity.
I share that with you, brother. I'm not sure everybody else here does too.
Well, maybe they do, maybe they don't. It doesn't matter. But I've been in that area for quite a period of time, over a number of years. And I know for a fact, if I put my truck in a ditch, there's going to be a guy comes along sooner or later. He's going to have a tow rope. He's going to pull me out.
You know, it's amazing.
That's what they do.
It's amazing you said that, because I'm 52 years old, and I cannot remember a time in my life, even when things seemed to be so hopeless, that things seemed to be all lost, that somebody wasn't put in the right place at the right time to help me out. You know, I feel so fortunate. I feel fortunate for every word spoken by every single one of you that I've had the pleasure and the honor of sitting with on the Knights of the Round Table. And I just feel so blessed, because the people that show up here, they actually get on the microphone and talk to all the other people out there to share these stories with. You know, I don't know why they'd want to hang out with a guy like me. Right? But I'm glad they do. And
well, it's certainly not the haircut.
Yeah. But my heart's in the right place. And your heart is in the right place, and like you said, you know, saw what these folks did for each other, and it gave you hope for humanity, because you've seen the real side of us. You know, sure, we all got the capability of doing something wrong, but deep down inside, if you follow the true power that is you, and from that heart, and you do what's right when it's time to do it, then that's what makes this world a better place. And I've been watching since the Knights of the Round Table started, and even prior to that, I've been watching groups of individuals come together and in time of need and doing amazing things, working miracles, doing exactly what Jesus said to do. And I'm watching this unfold before my very eyes. I'm recognizing even the smallest of miracles. But Jesus said that all these things that I do, you can do as well if you believe, and you will do greater things. And it's happened. It is happening on a constant basis. Now, that comes from my own spiritual journey, my own book of faith. So, you know, I'm not trying to step on any toes of anybody else out there that might believe differently than me. But we all have a common cause. We all have a common goal, because we all are riding around in the same boat. And we got to fix this for not just ourselves, but all the future generations to come, because we don't know when the last day is going to be. And I'm hoping that somehow, some way, we can resolve these issues so that, you know, if my Creator shows up and looks down at us and says, "Wow, I'm impressed," you know, that would be a wonderful day to me. You know, the alternatives to every bad thing out there is peace and love. And I believe that there's a lot of peace and love going on around this table. And I believe it's been going on for a long time. I believe that it's inspired hearts of others to join in on not just this show, but any other network out there trying to put out a positive message of peace, hope, and love and information. Excuse me, I got choked up. But that's what we do here, folks. There's some folks.
We get choked up.
Yeah, we do. You was choking on your water after this morning. Oh, man. Somebody else say something wise.
I was just going to say, you know, she says we all know that our current world, the way it's set up, we're all controlled by very evil forces. But to me, one of the biggest solutions that we can embrace is ground movements that will impact and have a positive effect on our future and a negative effect on the powers to be. And, you know, I a couple weeks ago, she says, I've got involved something this week that really, really has inspired me, that has put my mind in a million different directions, how this will impact society. And of course, I'm talking about a hemp-based product. There's a company in Calgary now. We're producing Lego design building blocks that can be put up in a house at less cost than normal construction. In a third of the time, will last 300 years, has a 2-hour fire rating, will never rot, never mold, never mildew. And if houses in the Philippines had been built with these blocks with the typhoon coming in, they'd all be standing right now. That's how strong these products are. We're talking about a revolution in building, and what I'm looking at this is not as something that might make me some money in the future. I'm looking at this as something that will impact society in a positive way. When people really start to embrace the hemp plant, we will see monumental changes on this planet. To me, that's the miracle I'm praying for. I'm praying that the human race will look at everything we're doing that's detrimental to this planet, realize that we've been just completely controlled by powers to be in our mind, and it's time for us to stand up and say, hey, we need a future for our children. If we continue to go down the path we're on, there is going to be a future for our children. That's a fact. I don't care anybody out there to challenge me on that fact, but we have all the answers, and we've got to embrace them now. So I'm actually promoting this. I'm going to be a sales rep for this company out of Calgary. They spent $20 million developing this product. They're at the marketing stage right now, and to say that I'm getting involved in something that I'm passionate about would be an understatement. So
Well,
it's a positive. When you get negative in the world, the demons creep into your brain. You know, when you see that happening in your life, you've got to identify it and absolutely block it. Because I can see them coming into me when I get depressed about not being able to do this and not being able, a little bit tight on the money. It's demons. And you know what? This has kind of just completely changed my attitude this week. And plus, I got to talk to Bert Simpson this week, which always inspires me to do what he's doing right now.
Yo, I tell you what.
People are waking up.
I'm putting on what I believe to be the full armor of God, and I'm going out there in this world doing what I have to do to make things right. This 50 flags thing to me, I'm gonna follow through, even if I have to do it by myself. I'm gonna follow through because I believe that everyone out there needs a vision of hope. Everybody needs a vision of peace, and especially during these times when all these things are going on. And I would love to see your building construction materials go out there so that people who do live in areas that are prone to typhoons will have a strong house to live in. You know, there's a story a long time ago about the three little pigs that I'm sure all of you are aware of. But one of them built the house out of straw, and the other one built the house out of sticks. But it was the one in the end that was built out of bricks that withstood the whole deal. And actually, I believe there's a message in the good book about pretty much how you build your house and how you run your house as well, but it don't come to mind right at the moment. But nonetheless, I think that if all of us take all the wisdom and all the gifts that we've been given, that we can literally build the future that is necessary to ensure that everyone has a future, to ensure that humanity has hope and a chance. That's what I believe in. It comes straight from my heart. It comes straight from my Creator as far as I'm concerned. I give my Creator all the glory because that was the magnificence that gave me the opportunity to even sit here with these wonderful people and say the words that I'm saying. I want to see everyone's dreams come to pass. I want to see everyone's visions of hope and peace and love a reality. I think that we have that power if we choose to do so. That's what the whole free will issue to me represents. And so the things like what Steve does in the Philippines, he didn't even know these people. He went to help these people, and that's what the good people of this world do. The folks that believe in goodness and hope and peace and love, they come together in the worst times. They come together in the best times. They live their life and lead by example in the best manner possible so that others may see that and adopt it into their life and follow. I don't think that we're set down here to fail. I think that if we ever decide to use what we've been given, I think we are sitting down here to succeed. My Creator didn't create no trash, only treasure. Only people like Barry and Steve and Two Dog and Barbara and Patty and Stephen Gibbons in the chat room and all the other people that show up out here and say the words that they say and prove by their actions and their works of what they're actually about. I trust every single one of these people. And I trust all the good people of this world to be there when they need to be there. The Calvary's on the way, folks. That's the way I feel about it. And we're going to put up signs and symbols and everything to show everybody that this is what you can actually accomplish if you set your mind to it. Steve, you've done some things over there in your community that you told me about that, you know, they inspire me every time I talk to you. And even after a typhoon, you come on here with still a message of hope. And then you even point out other people who had been in worst case scenarios that you were inspired by because of their works and their message of hope. Folks, that's how we fix this.
My name is Hope.
Yeah, it is.
You know that.
It is. Steve Hope. You know, I almost forgot that. Brother, that is... I'll tell you what, There is a reason. There is a reason for every season. There's a purpose for everything under the sun. I believe it's been preordained, man. I believe you've been right place at the right time every time, just like all of us and everyone else out there listening. You folks out there might be in the wrong state of mind at any given time, but really, you're in the right place at the right time to make wonderful things happen. And if you ever choose to be a part of that wonderful thing happening, then you'll act when it's time to act. And you'll do what's necessary when it's time to do what's necessary. I'm so incredibly inspired by today. Yeah.
Give me 2 minutes. Okay. I've got a little story for you. Now, I'm not an atheist, but I'm not a Catholic, I'm not a Christian. I've my own beliefs on the Creator. But I had a really good story the other day.
Let's hear it.
There's a lady that walks out of her front door every day and said, "Praise the Lord." Every day, regardless of the weather or the temperature, the matter, she walks out of her door and says, "Praise the Lord." And you know what? An atheist moves in next door to her. And this guy's getting really, 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 really annoyed every single day. This old lady comes out of her front door and says, "Praise the Lord." And you know what? One day, she comes out of her front door and says, "Oh Lord, I've got no money. I've got no medicine. I've got no food. Please help me." And you know what? The next morning, she walks out her front door and says, "Praise the Lord. There's 3 bags of groceries and some medicine there for her."
Wow.
And she said, "Thank you, Lord. My prayers are answered." And an atheist that lives next door to her jumps out of the bushes and says, "The Lord didn't provide that. I did." And you know what she said?
What?
"Praise the Lord. You gave me medicine. You gave me groceries. And you made the devil pay for it."
I love it.
It's kind of cool, isn't
good
it?
Good one.
And you made the devil pay for it. That's what we need to do, folks. We need to make the devil pay for it. I mean, all this crazy stuff that's been going on out there. You know, there's been a lot of people out there doing a lot of dirty deeds, a lot of rotten things. It's about time that they put back what they've taken from the people, which is the peace that we really truly deserve, that was given to us by our Creator. We were given peace. We were given chance. We were given hope. We were given everything. Look at what we've been given. Honestly, look at this earth. Look at all the nature that surrounds you. Look at the wonderful people. You know, if that isn't amazing to you, I don't know what to say. I can't look at this world with anything less than amazement and think that there aren't potentials for us to literally bring about a heaven on earth. I know what my book says. Honestly, I really do. I know what my book says, and I know what things will come to pass if we don't get our act together. But I think something really big's happening right now. See, I think that my Creator was a better chess player than the devil himself. I believe that my Creator knew what was going on, and I believe he's working right now. And they say the Lord works in mysterious ways. You don't always see the miracles because you're blinded by the world, but you step over miracles every single day. I mean, it's a miracle I'm even sitting here talking after the crazy life that I led. But I'm here, and I got love in my heart when I should be jaded. I should be one of those folks that says that the world is doomed and gloomed, and there ain't nowhere we're ever going to fix it. But my good book gave me spiritual inspiration that told me that if I had the faith of a mustard seed, that I could move mountains, and I believe it. I believe I'm out here moving mountains. And those words that were spoken in that book by Jesus, I believe those words. I believe that I'm to treat my neighbors well. I believe that I'm to respect my elders, my mother, my father, my brothers and sisters. I believe that I'm here to be a caretaker, and I'm glad. I am humbled and honored to be a servant to the community. That's the picture I hope everybody else finally sees, because everyone out there goes after and does things, and even the atheists that put the food on and the medicine on the ladies deal, you know, he might be surprised at one day where that inspiration actually came from. You know, that's just the way I see it.
Well, and another thing too, you can't feel anger or hate or anything like this toward anyone that does evil. That's you have to. Well, you don't have to. I mean, it's me. I feel compassion and I feel sorrow for these people. Because it's not hurting me what they're doing, it's hurting them. They are the ones that have to pay the price for the deeds that they do. And if we come from a place of love, and if we live in a place of love, then I have to look at them and see the pain and the heartache and the sorrow that is their reward, you know. I don't know. It's like there is enough evil in this world. We know this. We can see it on a daily basis. In the hate and anger in the jealousy and what it is. They're caught up in this to a point to where they're in prison. They have chains and shackles that bind them to a destiny that none of us here would ever want to take part in. So, because we know the difference, you know, we see what the deeds bring. And so, I don't know, I can't feel anger for these people. I can't feel hate. I feel only the compassion that I would feel for an injured animal that I couldn't help, you know,
yeah.
Or a person, an injured person that I couldn't listen.
You know, something just came to my mind. You can cage the man, but you can't cage or bottle the Word of God. You can't cage or bottle love. There's folks that had gone to prison that somehow or another found their way, you know, while they were locked up, and whether they just had a lot of time on their hands and time to contemplate and finally come into touch with their heart and their spiritual being or the Creator, whatever. You can't cage love. You can't cage God. You can't cage the glory of the goodness that exists in our reality. This world, we've said it many times, it's messed up. But it's fixable. Everything out there is fixable. We have the solutions on the table before us. We've actually had them for probably the beginning of time. But most of the time we were too blinded by our own egos or the world and the lies that have been told to us throughout history that we was too blind to see even the simplest of miracle. Every single time this show comes together, I witness a miracle. My heart is inspired. My tears of joy fill up my eyes because I know that this thing... It's so much bigger than us, but I'm actually watching this miracle unfold every time this show comes together. We say...
Liz.
Go ahead.
I went down to the convent about 6 weeks ago, and I cooked them an English roast dinner. Roast beef, roast potatoes, Yorkshire puddings, which is a bit like a pancake batter baked in an oven. green beans, carrots, nice bit of gravy. And you know what? They said, where's the rice? And if you don't have rice, you're not eating. And I said, there's 6 kilos of roast potatoes here. It's called English rice. It's carbohydrates.
You know, people are definitely interesting and unique. We're never going to get past the individual, individual. Everyone, there's not one single person on this planet who isn't unique. And I think it's that uniqueness that makes this whole world as amazing as it is, and the talents that everyone has. It just blows me away. You know, some of the words that people say, it just, I love hearing these stories. I love sharing these stories with people, and I'm always offering people a microphone to come to the Knights of the Round Table and join these wonderful people and share your messages as well.
I've got another little story for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Atheist is sitting on the plane. He's sitting next to a little girl. You know, when it's a long trip, it's an intercontinental trip, and he says to have a conversation. So the little girl says, okay, what would you like to talk about? And the atheist says, well, there's no heaven, there's no hell, there's no God, there's no afterlife, there's nothing. And the little girl said, okay, well, a deer, a buffalo, and a horse all eat grass. The deer, when it poos, produces pellets. The buffalo produces a pay. The horse produces clumps. And the guy's sitting there thinking, well, this is a very intelligent little young girl. And she said, why? He said, I don't know. He said, the little girl said, why would we sit there and talk about heaven, hell, afterlife, it doesn't exist, there's no God, when you don't even know.
Oh, wow.
Fair point.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a world, boy, I tell you what. In there, nothing ever ceases to amaze me. Folks, we're getting down to the wire down there. It's about time to go around the table. I think somewhere in the process we lost Barbara. But before we get up out of here, today's show is about 50 flags. And that's not the cloth. It's what it represents. It's the purpose of the whole deal. To put out there in front of people something that they can see, to help a man fulfill a vision, to try to unite the world and people together. You know, this one thing ain't probably going to solve our entire deal, but it's a cause that I feel strong enough about, that's worthy to help my brother, who is, in my belief, is a humble man and doing these things for the right purpose. So if you live in any one of the 50 states out there and you want to try to put a flag in the miracle, then contact me and we'll work out how to make that so. I got two of the 50, and I'd like to see this extend further than just a state flag. I'd like to see cities and towns and tribes and villages and people from all different nations do the same. I would like to take this one little journey with my brother and see this to its full term. I would like to see it come to pass. I would love to see these flags flying next to that tree of peace that he planted so many years ago. And as a symbol of hope for people to look out there and see just a fraction of what we could accomplish if we actually took the time and utilized the love in our heart to make something happen. Like I said before, we rally for politicians, we rally for kings and queens and celebrities. It's time to rally for the people. It's time to rally for the average Joe. We got a lot of other things in this world that need to be fixing, and things that we're going to meet on our journey and trials and tribulations that we're going to have to overcome through the deal. But I honestly believe that those things will happen. We'll survive. Proof of what I believe come from the words that came out of my buddy Steve's, who just after going through a typhoon and having a drive through 2-3 feet of water, comes out and says about all the other tragedies out there that happened that people bounced back from and gave him hope and inspiration for humanity. Folks, there's something big happening here. Something profound. And I want to keep these profound, positive pebbles flowing out there with everything I got. And those folks out here who feel the same way, that want to join in and help out, that is going to add to that miracle. That's going to speed it up. That's going to put the visual that Two Dog saw in his mind, and the one that I now recognize and see in my mind, that's going to put it into reality. That's going to put it out there as a symbol of hope. I think that if we can unite each other as a people, not as a nations and separate entities, but as what we were meant to be, family and brothers and sisters from around the world, I believe that we can overcome any of those trials and tribulations that we're going to face in these hard times. And I don't think that these hard times are over. I think that we're going to be tested. Matter of fact, my book of faith pretty much talks about you're going to be tested. And I'm sure that a lot of other people out there see it and believe it as well. And maybe even coming from their own faith, their own spiritual journey, that they know that they're going to be tested. It's the ones that have the courage, like Patty said, that step up to the plate when they're called. And I'm reaching out there, and I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for a friend. Help me make his vision a reality. Help me gather from all the 50 states first and just put those flags where they need to be as a symbol of unity that we're trying to convey here. And if we can bring more flags in from around the world, if you're sitting in Ireland, Scotland, anywhere, Mexico, China, Russia, anywhere in the world, if you're hearing this podcast and you're inspired by the words that these folks have shared with you today and the words that's coming out of my mouth, if you're inspired to make this miracle a reality, then please feel free to join in. That's all we're asking. So I'm going to post this message out there on my social media networks. I'm going to post a podcast out there. It's going to be named 50 Flags. And I want everyone who really resonates with this message, that believes in the truth that are spoken, to pass it on to somebody that they believe need to hear the words that we've had said today. So with that said, we got one lady left. You want to go first, Patty?
Okay, I sure will. I just want to point everyone to your chat, the super chat, where Stephen Gibbons has posted a link to an interview that Two Dog has done. Well worth reading. It's very, very, very good interview that was done on a magazine, and it's really a good read, and it gives you a little bit of insight into who and where Two Dog came from, and I want to say also that anybody out there who's been listening today and they're thinking, oh, I never received a vision, and maybe I don't have anything to do. We don't always get clear vision in our life. Sometimes our lives are so chaotic and things are happening that we might overlook visions that we are given. It is that drive within you, that passion within you that says there is a greater thing that I can create within my life. There is something beneficial that is within me that I can share. That is a vision that you can follow. That is a starting point for you to motivate yourself to do great things. Everyone, there's not a single living person on this earth that does not have the capacity to create a better world, that can not create a more beneficial world. It's all within you. You have everything that you need. It's not the physical world that controls who you are. It is you and your faith, your commitment to yourself and to the betterment of life. That is the truth that is within you. And it doesn't matter. I know I talked about, and you did say something about it, about how it takes courage to follow the vision. Because when we look at the world that we're surrounded in today, there's so much negativity, there's so much anger, and people are so willing through this anger and chaos that they're living through to act out in this anger, right? So, and we say, oh, I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to feel that stone. So I should be quiet. I should not do these things. And that is the detriment to all of us, that we put more faith in the physical aspects of our world and perspectives of other people than we do in our own. So if we look at this and we say that those stones, they really have no effect on me, because I understand that these people are coming from their place of reality, their perception of reality, and it doesn't belong to me. And I don't have the right to take on their perception, no more than they have the right to take on mine. It's always my choice, and it's always their choice. So if you have within you the vision to do something great, no matter how small, even if it means just going out and mowing the elder lady's lawn, that in itself is a positive in your life, and it feeds your spirit, and it touches another person and feeds theirs. So we don't move through this world by the perceptions of others. We move through this world by the perceptions that we create within ourselves. So if you want to do great things, create that within yourself, and you have done it. There's enough love within you to cover this whole world at any given moment that you choose. It's all up to us, each individual. So with that, I love you all. I thank you so much for being, and I'm here, and I will be. Thank you, Shafiz.
Thank you. You know, the words of wisdom just keep on flowing, and they inspire me. And one of the things that just blew me away just a second ago was you was explaining how the individual has enough love in their heart to cover the world. There's almost 9 billion people on this planet. You imagine if everyone shared the love that's in their heart, how this world would be if it was 9 billion times over covered with love? You think about that for a minute, folks. So with that said, Barry, you got any words of wisdom?
Well, how do I add to that? No, hey, listen, great, great thoughts, Patty. And, yeah, you know, I look at all the problems we have on the planet right now. Well, every single one of them we have an answer for. And I think it's critical at this particular time that we really kind of look ourselves in the mirror and ask what kind of future we're laying down for our family and our children and their children. And to me, it looks pretty bleak, but we have the answers, and we must embrace them. We must have a change in heart. And until the human race experiences that change in heart, I see us going down this same path of self-destruction. So I urge people to listen to all the solutions that we talk about. You know, I many, many times now I find myself completely focusing on the incredible cannabis plant and what it can do to change this world. I don't know, none of us know when things are really going to unravel. We know we see writing on the wall now for some catastrophic changes in society, but none of us know when that's coming. Until that time comes, I'm going to try and focus my attention on solutions, because knowledge is power. When people become knowledgeable of the solutions, which is critical, and that's what we do here, I praise Shaziz, what he does on mad science and exposing everything that we need to change our world right now. It's in front of our face. But we really have to have a change in heart for the human race to embrace it. So I'm praying for a change in heart, that we all really realize and come to the point that everything else is frivolous compared to what we are laying down for the future of our children, whatever that is, or whatever is going to come. We are the guardians of this planet, and our complacency and our silence is consent, and we must start talking. Thanks for having me in. She says, great show.
Well, thank you very much, Barry. As usual, you know, that's wonderful. The brilliant, just the sheer brilliance and the talent and the love that's shared on this show, I'll never get over it, because it just seems like it just keeps it getting better. So I honestly feel that heart growing larger and larger. You know, every time I hear a good story and inspiration and people overcoming adversity, my heart gets larger. If that's possible, maybe one of these days old crazy haired Shaziz might pop because his heart got too big. I don't know. But it's a worthy journey. That's the way I feel about it. So with that said, Steve, sorry that you had to go through the typhoon, brother, and I'm glad that most people are okay, with the exception of, you said there were 3 deaths that happened, and I'm saddened for the loss of those folks and their family, and I'm sorry that you had to go through all that stuff, but I'm truly inspired by your words here today that, you know, some folks couldn't have mustered up the courage and the humbleness to say the words that you said about other people that were in similar or worse circumstances that you were inspired by. So with that said, you got any words of wisdom you want to share before we leave?
Well, I'm very brief normally, Shaziz, but this time I'd like to take 1 or 2 minutes to be very clear.
Yeah.
I live in a world where it's dangerous. In July the 6th, we had an 8.0 earthquake that knocked out the power and water for 6 weeks. I couldn't take a shower. I had no light for 6 weeks. The last typhoon has knocked out the power and water for nearly 3 days. And I'm thinking, why am I here? I don't need to be here. I can get on a plane and go in any country in the world. I have a British passport. I don't need to be here. But you know what? There's some really nice people here. Courteous, grateful, respectful. And every time we bring them fresh water, and bear in mind, 26 kilometers isn't a long drive, but it can take us an hour and a half to get there. So we're driving halfway up the country, literally, to drop off water. I went to the convent the other day. There's two really nice nuns that just don't believe why we would come. And I identify as a Jedi. I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Catholic, I'm not a Baptist, whatever you want to call me. I'm a Jedi. And she said, what can I say? I said, you don't have to say anything.
May the force be with you.
Yeah. She got really upset when she said grace when she was serving the meal, and I said, may the force be with you too. So I'm kind of knocked back on that, but... She says, I will put my hand in my pocket to bring you here because I don't have your skills, but I need your help.
Well, brother, I'm working on the passport issue to see what I can get accomplished on that, and I would really love to join you to help you out.
You know what? For so many years, we've been sitting on the mad signs, you know, all the different channels we've been on, we've been saying, where can we go? What can we do? How can we help? I'm putting out the olive branch to you now, sir. Well, help me.
I'm going to do everything in my power to make it so, brother.
I
believe this to be a worthy cause. I think that all these things that we've tried to share with people, you know, like I said, there are there's a purpose for every season under the sun. There's a reason for everything, and this may very well be the time. This may very well be the way, like Charles trying to unite people with a symbol of hope, and you and me together using all this knowledge that we've acquired to give more people hope. I think that this ball rolling is what it's all about. So
my purpose here is to grow more food than I can eat.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. What more do you need to say?
No, that's a good purpose, and that makes a whole lot of other people eat as well. That's it. So
do you think I'm gonna throw it away?
No. No, I don't see too many people with your cooking skills that want to just throw, you know, good food away. You know, I know your story, brother. You've been helping feeding people for a long time, and sometimes in really creative ways as well.
One of our friends a long time ago said, who are these people and where are they?
Yep.
They live next door to me. So let's get it done.
All right. We'll work on everything we talked about and make this miracle happen. So with that said, Two Dog, I'll say something real quick to you, brother. I'm dedicating today's show to you, and it was because of you inspired me with your vision. You inspired me with your truth and your humbleness and... So today's show I'm dedicating to my buddy Two Dog. And if there's ever a day that I get the chance, the honor to sit down and visit with you and your nation, your tribe, I will be truly honored and humbled that we get to experience that together. I want to see your vision come to pass, and I want to see those flags around the tree that you planted so many years ago. So that's why today's show is important to me. And that, you know, even with all the things that are going on in this world, I know there's so many important things. This is a priority on my list, because they say, like I mentioned earlier in the show, that you got to choose your own battles in this world. And today, I don't choose a battle. I choose a cause. I choose your cause because I believe in your dream, brother.
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh.
Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routine to call a scene to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more table. So many times we give and rhyme to our quiet dancing able. We're off to mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Terrible, and the Knights of the Round Table.